Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and as I've been telling you, today we're going to be talking about food. Now, we're going to be talking about food in the raw concept, and my guest, Rio, is an absolutely amazing woman. I had no idea that macadamia nuts could be fixed so many different ways, but her knowledge about nutrition and how to enable the body to stay well with good food, healthy food, is really, I think, very eye-opening. And she's been involved with raw food for a long time, and she's going to be sharing some wonderful things with us today. Rio, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
You know, I'm really intrigued with this, and I know you've been on the air with me before. We're going to be talking about your phenomenal video that you've put out, and we're going to talk about recipes and this. But for those who missed your being on the air with me before, let's talk about how you got into the raw foods. And I mean, this is what you do with food. You stick with raw foods, and you have a farm of your own. Tell us how this evolved.
Well, I was introduced to the raw food concept very early in life. I worked at a health food store. I was in the juice bar area of the health food store and making juices for people and serving them. And the people themselves gave me an education. People would come in with kidney problems and get the watermelon juice, including the rind, which was juiced. Or they would come in with some other problems like ulcers. They would get cabbage juice. And all of a sudden, the people were giving me the education to make the connection between food as medicine. And people weren't coming in there for no reason. I mean, they were coming in there because it really worked for them. And so that was my first introduction. And then when I would get my paycheck on Fridays, I would go to the other side of the store that had a lot of books and stuff in it, all kinds of intriguing things that I've never seen before. And I discovered the Ann Wigmore books there. And that's how I was introduced to raw food very early. I didn't actually jump on raw foods at that time, but I made a lot of major changes, like I eliminated all the junk foods and all the processed foods and all the deadly whites, like white flour, white sugar, that kind of stuff. And then later in my life, when I went through like an emotional problem that I had, you know, something in life happened, and I had gained a lot of weight because I used food to sort of stamp down my emotions, as many people do.
So
I had gained a lot of weight. I mean, I'm only 5 feet, and I had gone to 188 pounds, which was about 88 pounds over my normal weight. So at that time, I had that weight on for 4 years, and finally, when I decided to get the weight off, I decided I was going to do it with raw juice fasting, and that's how I did it. And after that, I felt so great. I said, why should I go back? You know, I'm not going back. I'm going forward.
Now, that is really very interesting, because I've known people that have gone into the raw vegetables and foods, and they've lost some weight, but it's not really enabled them to lose a whole bunch of weight. So,
really? Well, they're really in the minority, because, like, for example, on my website, I have a section there, before and afters, of dozens of people who have, you can see the before and after, and they don't restrict themselves. In losing my weight, I restricted myself to juices, but some people are losing hundreds of pounds eating anything they want as long as it's raw. And I have interviewed some of those people.
Wow. Now, I want to mention to my listeners, you also have your own talk radio, which they can hear on the web. And
right.
They can get information about going to NewYorkTalkRadio.com. raw.net. That's N-Y.
No, actually, we changed the name of the station.
Did.
It's now rawenergyradio.com.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Rawenergyradio.com. Okay, now let's talk about some of the things in this video. And you have done a very nice job with this. There's things about nut and seed milk. You talk about making yogurt from nuts. And I looked at that and I said, you're nuts. You make yogurt.
But did you see it? Did you see the yogurt?
I did. Yes, I did. And yogurt is something that's consumed by the billions of pounds by Americans. I've always loved yogurt. I've especially liked the Greek yogurt. That was something that a very dear Lebanese friend of mine used to fix her own yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just absolutely wonderful. So I know yogurt's a very healthy food. But since you gave up dairy and then you decided to make your own yogurt, tell my audience how you do that, because it's really quite interesting.
Yes, it is, and it's so simple. It's hard for people to believe it's so simple. And I would invite them to look on YouTube. If they put a Rio's yogurt, they can see it right there on YouTube. But I will tell you that you just take whatever nuts, like you could use macadamias, like you mentioned before, or almonds, and you soak them overnight, and then drain the water, rinse them and drain the water, and then you put them, you make like a nut milk out of it. And then you pass that nut milk through a muslin bag, or just, you know, you want to drain the pulp out of it. You just want the milk, not the pulp. And, of course, I have to tell you, Donna, that this is my own invention. I mean, some people make yogurt and they keep the pulp in it. But I like it without the pulp because it's more like yogurt. It's more light. So, anyway, you take the pulp out, and then you just take that milk and let it sit overnight and let it ferment. And you got yogurt.
That simple. Just
that simple. Now, some people are a little bit germ-phobic. They think the wrong germs might get in there. So for them, if they want to use a yogurt culture in there, once they've got the pulp out of the milk and just have the milk, then put a little yogurt culture in there if you want. But I do it all the time without it.
Well, what is interesting, and you brought this out in your video, is that the air is filled with microorganisms. That's something many people don't realize. And so it is just part of the process. These microorganisms help the fermentation evolve.
Exactly.
And there's been cultures around the world that have used this very process for centuries. And I think your method is a little bit more, shall we say, sanitary than what some of them do, but that's my bias.
Right.
It's very, very interesting. But I found,
I mean, people have been making sauerkraut for centuries.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and all of that is you just get your cabbage or your you can make veggie kraut, sauerkraut with cabbage, and you just let them ferment.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You don't have to add anything in. It's all in the air, and it'll all happen naturally. Unfortunately, people are afraid of doing this for some reason.
Well, I have to chuckle because I know among the Korean people, now maybe they've changed it in recent years, but it used to be they would bury their cabbage out in the ground for the fermentation process to take place.
Really? I didn't know that, Donna.
So
I'm going to Google that.
Check it out. But this is the old way, because they had to have some place, and kimchi is an absolute favorite of a lot of people, and it's really got an odor. But often there is this fermentation process they go through. And the friends that I have that are Korean have big jars that they put it in.
Mm-hmm.
And these jars are filled, and it is fermented cabbage, because that was something not unlike the Germans and others, and they probably learned it from the Asians, that it's one of the healthiest foods that you can eat, even if you are in a minimalist type of food environment. Cabbage is so loaded with nutrition, and it will keep through the winter.
And you know, Donna, these ways of preserving food are ancient ways, because they didn't have refrigeration back then.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are ancient ways to preserve food, and they're wonderfully nourishing for the body. because they provide all the lactobacillus-type bacteria that you need for good digestion.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely true. Now, one of the elements that you have, and you did this because of your husband, from what I got from the video, and that is that he was not a raw food person, and you figured you had to develop some recipes so that he would go and be comfortable with this. And the one that absolutely...
Yes, he dug his heels in. He dug his heels in. You know how that feeling when somebody digs their heels in, you know you can't, there's nothing you can do. You got to go around it some way. So I figured, okay, I'm going to catch more whatever with honey than I am with just a confrontation. Plus, you can't impose your way on somebody else, but you can certainly entice them with some delicious food. So that's what I did. I just went into my kitchen and I made stuff that was similar to the food that he liked, and he started adapting to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, the one that absolutely blew me away was the bagel.
Uh-huh.
Not only had you come up with the bagel, but you also came up with cream cheese.
Right.
And your husband said, I'm Jewish. This is what I like. He said, I have to figure something out here because it was bagels and cream cheese and lox and this type of thing. You've got to share with my audience how you managed to do this, because I could not believe the result. I watched it, I watched it, and I said, I guess this is really for real, but I've got to have her share this on the air, because I would have never thought in a million years that you could have made a bagel out of anything but flour.
Well, instead of flour, I'm using almonds and flax seeds or chia seeds. So it could be almonds and flax seeds or chia seeds. I'm taking 1 cup of almonds and 1/2 cup of flax or chia seeds, and then I take 3 vegetables to give it a little flavor, bell pepper, onion, and to give it moisture, I either put a zucchini or a cucumber there, and I blend it all together in the food processor and make like a mash. And I add a little Celtic sea salt in there. And then I just, once it's all mashed all together, then I take it out and I form it into bagels. And I naturally, I put the hole in it, of course.
Oh, yes, I saw you do that. You got it. It's the visual as well as the taste. And
it
that
really
is what I was so amazed with. And on your video, you're very explicit. And so with this video, anyone can go step by step. They can put it on pause as they go through and do whatever they need to do. But I really liked the way you had this entire kitchen environment, and you were very clear about every single step that you used. Now,
well,
your cream cheese was also made out of nuts. Now, what kind of nuts did you use? Because sometimes you prefer macadamia nuts, which are a very high-fat nut, to almonds. Tell us why.
Well, the only reason I'm using mac nuts in the cream cheese is because when I put it all together, it tastes more like cream cheese to me than the almonds. So, you know, different nuts have different nuances. But, you know, it tastes good with the almonds, too. I mean, you can adapt to each one, each nut, you know, but I just liked it with the Macs better.
Now, you bring out some information regarding...
And this, let me just mention that this cream cheese, it just has 6, it's 6 ingredients. It's mostly macadamias, water, some lemon juice, some Celtic sea salt, some onion powder, and a little minced chives. And you've got mac cream cheese.
It's just unbelievable. Now, you bring out some information that I think is fascinating, and I wanted my listeners to have you talk about this. You talk about casomorphine, byproduct peptides of the digestion of casein in dairy products.
Well, if people will Google casomorphins, they will find out that they're very, very addictive. So that is the reason why people have a hard time giving up dairy, because milk and cheese is very, very addictive. And it's not just because you like it. Yeah, people do like it. I mean, I loved it when I was growing up. But they also are physically addictive because of the caseomorphins that are produced from the casein in it.
Now, how did they find out about this?
I think there were studies done on this.
So if people Googled this, and by the way, for those of you listening, it's spelled C-A-S-O-M-O-R-P-H-I-N.
Casomorphins.
Morphin. Mm-hmm. And you say specifically there's casomorphin opioids.
Yes, they're opiate-like. So for all intents and purposes, it will addict you. And that is the reason why I did this video, because I wanted to give people alternatives in case they want to give up dairy. And dairy today is not a good product. It's cooked. As we know, it's pasteurized. But more than that, it has RBGH in it, which is a genetically engineered product that they inject the cows with. And they do this because they want the cows to become super milk producers. But we don't need cows producing super milk, because the result of it is the cows get sick. And so can a sick cow give good milk? No. And then they have to get the veterinarians in to give all kinds of antibiotics to the cows and everything. So this is not a good product. Plus, milk products have other negative things in them, like a lot of pesticides from what they're eating. So when you go to nuts for nut milk or nut cheese, you're cleaning all that out of your diet, which is wonderful.
Now, I know a lot of my listeners are not raw food eaters. They're not perhaps going to go to the extreme, but I think many of the, and when I say extreme, I'm just making it that in their entire diet. There are people that like cooked food. Some people's systems cannot handle a lot of raw vegetables. They can handle it up to a point, but after that point, it's not good. But what I like about your presentation is that you basically have an attitude, adapt whatever you want. It's sort of like what you did. You made choices based on what was working for you. But you give so much good information about different ways of approaching what you're doing. And in today's world, we have so many people whose children have ADHD, they have all kinds of things like Asperger's, they have autism. And the mothers that I have interviewed on my shows that have children of this patterning, one of the first things that they always say to me, they had to change the diet of their child. They had to look at things differently, because they noticed when they made certain changes, going with fresh fruits and vegetables and being attuned to utilizing juices and being aware of the response patterning physiologically of their kids, it's really been quite profound. And I just think anytime we can educate ourselves to become knowledgeable about something we might be able to introduce into our daily patterning that's going to empower us, I think your video goes a long way towards doing that.
Well, thank you. I did it to give substitutes for people that want to make those changes. And again, there's no law that says you have to be 100% raw or nothing, you know.
Right.
So the thing is, just add as much as you feel comfortable with. But mm-hmm. I will say that the more you add, the more above 50, 60, 70% that you get, the better you're going to feel. And I have interviewed countless people on my shows. People can listen to my shows at rawenergyradio.com, and countless people have told me about their experiences. Now, I know this is not scientific, but I do believe that when you get thousands of people telling you the same thing, I did this, and all of these ailments and everything, they just disappeared, you know, you got to look into that. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't cost people anything to give it a try.
That's true. And the information regarding nutrition in food. And there's so many resources today, which I am so grateful for. Years ago, that wasn't it. So instead of having a government tell us what to do, we need to be able to take that positioning of personal responsibility, educate ourselves, listen to our bodies, find out what works. Now, you use a tool in your kitchen. You actually have a couple of tools. You have a Vitamix mixer, which is a phenomenal machine. You also have a food dehydrator that enables you to make your bagels, for instance.
Right.
And to do so many different things. And tell us about the dehydrator and how valuable it is to you.
Instead of a stove, the raw food kitchen usually has a blender. It doesn't have to be a Vitamix. That's the top-of-the-line blender. It could be just a regular blender. I had a regular blender for years before I finally graduated to my Vitamix. And so we use a blender, we use a food processor, and we do use a dehydrator. And some people say, well, the dehydrator, that's just like cooking it. Well, but it isn't, because you dehydrate at low temperatures, not over, I don't dehydrate anything over 105 degrees myself, but some people say 115 degrees. And the dehydrator allows you to get bagels or cookies or crackers, you know, that crunchy taste that you don't want to give up that crunch for, you don't want to give up crackers. See, the whole thing about my version of the raw food diet, or the way I believe, is you don't want to give up anything. You just want to substitute something equally as delicious.
Right, and that's what you've done, and that's how you won your husband over to adapting some of this. Now, you also show in here in your video how to make an almond flour. You actually can make a nut flour. And when you look at the costs of things today, any of those nut flours, if you buy them in the store, which you can get at a health food store, they're pretty pricey. But you can do this yourself. So how does one go about making, let's say, an almond flour?
Well, the almond flour, the way I'm doing it, is really a byproduct of making almond milk.
Ah, okay.
So I make the almond milk, and then that pulp, remember that, like from the yogurts and from the almond milk, you squeeze out the milk, and you get this pulp. Well, instead of throwing the pulp away, you just put it in the dehydrator, it dries up nice, and then you can grind it up and you have almond flour. So instead of, you know, wasting that product, you're using it, and you can use it to bread things, you can use it to make like a pizza base, you can use it for so many different things.
I agree. And your visuals are so good on this. One of the things that you talk about is soaking the nuts. And you say there's enzyme inhibitors that create the digestive process. Explain that.
Well, the enzymes inhibitors, if you don't soak your nuts and seeds, the enzymes inhibitors will prevent you from digesting them properly. So the best thing is to soak your nuts and seeds overnight. And I believe now, I've come to this new realization recently, that I think you should soak your nuts and seeds in the refrigerator rather than on the counter.
Why?
So you soak your nuts, because it has fat in it, and sometimes with fat it can get, like if it's on the counter at room temperature, maybe some mold can come in or something. So I think it's best to just get one of those mason jars and soak your nuts and seeds in the refrigerator in the mason jar.
Well, that's interesting. Now let's talk about your classes. You teach people, you have this wonderful farm. Is that where you have your classes? Is that on your farm?
No, not yet. I'm not set up at the farm yet. I hope to be one of these days, but the upcoming class that I have coming up in April is going to be in New York City in my loft.
All right. Now, tell us about these classes and what all you're going to be doing in the classes, and what are the dates and whatever else information you've got on that.
Well, this is going to be, the upcoming class is going to be an intensive 3 days hands-on raw food preparation. Plus, it's going to include the theory and science behind the whole raw food diet, because, you know, people need to know why they're doing this and why it's so important. But it's going to be 3 full days from 10 o'clock in the morning till 6 at night, and we're going to be preparing as many raw foods as time allows, and we're going to cover all different types of raw foods, like what to eat for breakfast, juices, smoothies, nut milk, soups, main course dishes, the fermented foods, wraps, bread, and desserts. And then I'm also going to talk about the kitchen equipment that you need to do this, which is not a lot. And then also I'm going to have some guest speakers come.
Ooh,
and they're going
wonderful.
To talk. They're going to talk about cleansing and detoxification, and I have another speaker going to be talking about the magic of herbal medicine, because herbal medicine was before we had drug medicine or, the modern-day drugs. We had herbs, and herbs are from nature, and they're a much better choice than going with these drugs. A lot of the drugs today were derived from herbs, but what the druggists did is they took the main ingredient of the herb, let's say that the ingredient that they thought in the herb was the most active, and then they isolated that and used that as a drug. Of course, they're not getting it from herbs anymore, unfortunately. But where herbal medicine differs from that is nature put more things into that herb than just the active principle. And all those other things keep that herb safe. That's why a lot of prescription drugs are very, very unsafe.
You bring out a very good point, because natural chemistry, there's always more than one component. And it is absolutely amazing when you really get down to it. Anyone I've ever known as a chemist that has gotten involved with nature is always in awe of how these components, whether it be something like chaparral, the aloe vera, whatever, there's so much to it. It's very complex. It's not as simple as people often think that they would expect them to be. There is this very complex, intricate chemical balance that you've made a comment about, that is what makes it work. In fact, you have to know how to pick them, what time of the year to pick them, what phases are going to produce this result, what phases are going to produce another result when you are going through that process. It really isn't. It's just a fascinating, fascinating science, and I think they're going to become even more knowledgeable about it. The Chinese have known about so many things for thousands and thousands of years, and we're just now becoming aware of it because we are opening our minds to this, which is really good. Again, I really think that your video, which is What's Not Cooking in Rio's Kitchen, is done very, very well. And you have a good sense of humor. And I do have to tell you, I really enjoyed the sections at the very end where the boo-boos
the bloopers.
Oh, I'm telling you, I laughed like you wouldn't believe. I thought, I'm so glad you put that in, because that is really, really good.
Thank you.
It lets people know that when you're filming, things just don't go perfectly.
No, they don't.
They really don't go perfectly. Sometimes jars don't open, and sometimes things just go wacky with the equipment, and I just laughed. I thought, yes, that is a good thing that you put in there. Well, Rio, we're coming close. Your class is in New York City. What website do people go to, for those of my listeners that are in New York, if they're interested in this? Because I think the way you present your information is very, very open, and you've just got such a positive demeanor with the whole thing. I really think anyone, whether you choose to become involved all the way with raw foods like you have, or whether you want to balance it with your own eating patterns, you're going to benefit one way or the other. So where do they go?
Thank you.
How do they find out about this?
Well, they can go to rawfoodinfo.com, and right there on the first page, there's a link to the information on coming to the class. You can just click on it.
So that's where you go. You go to rawfoodinfo.com, and don't forget that she has a radio show, rawenergyradio.com. rawenergyradio.com, where she interviews people from different backgrounds and different levels of expertise. And I think it's probably something that for those of you that have an interest in it, you need to be aware of it. Let me tell you something. From personal experience as well as from professional observation, nutrition is so important. And the more that you can put foods that are in a natural state in your body, the better it is. And if you can't do a lot of it, that's okay. Do what you can, but make sure that you enjoy what you do. Don't make it something that's, gee whiz, I got to do this. Sort of like taking castor oil. No. You don't want to do that. And that's what real brings to you, is that awareness that raw food can be very delicious.
And what you said before about humor, I believe in teaching with humor. I mean, you know, let's make it a pleasant experience.
Absolutely.
I mean, after all, if I'm going to show people on my video, you probably saw where I took the kale. Remember the kale? And said, how are you going to eat this raw? Remember
that's
that part?
Right.
Well, you know, you have to handle that with humor. There is a way to eat it raw, and I'll show them how.
Absolutely. By the way, kale's one of my favorite vegetables.
Oh, I love it.
In the SIBO household. We put it in soups. We put it in all kinds of things because it's absolutely one of the most nutritious foods you can possibly take in. And for women, it's just absolutely awesome. Guys,
oh,
too,
great.
You're okay. Rio, thank you so much for being my guest. I wish you nothing but the best of success in all that you do. And
thank
one
you.
Day, I hope our paths will cross again.
Thank you so much, Donna.
This is Donna SIBO. We are taking a break. Don't forget to check out rawfoodinfo.com and also rawenergyradio.com. And that way you can keep in touch with Rio if you so desire. This is Donna SIBO. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment.
It's time to get your glow on at the Northwest Women's Show, a show that's all about you. 400 exhibits, 4 entertainment stages, fascinating seminars, and best of all, shopping, shopping, shopping. New this year is the Glow Experience. 5 fun and easy steps to help you make the most of your time at the show. Meet Terry Haas from HGTV's Design to Sell. Polly Klein, famous animal communicator. Dance diva Chris Linares, who will help you unleash all the power you need to dance your own dance. Plus fun and trendy fashion shows from JCPenney, favorite authors Anne and Leslie Rule. And they're back! Seattle's hottest firefighters. Bring your mom, your daughter, your sister, your friends. The Northwest Women's Show, sponsored by Drugstore.com, American Family Insurance, BECU, Como TV, Beauty.com, and Green Smoke. It's electric. Get your glow on at Questfield Event Center March 4th through 6th. The Northwest Women's Show, it's such a girl thing. For show information, go to nwwomenshow.com.
Hi, this is Rio. I'm the author of the cutting-edge book, Hooked on Raw. I want to give you and your loved ones the gift of optimum health. So when you order my book, Hooked on Raw, which has over 350 delicious, healthy recipes, I'll include my new DVD, What's Not Cooking in Rio's Kitchen, for a half price. Just go to my website, rawfoodinfo.com, and click on Holiday Special. That's rawfoodinfo.com. Click on Holiday Special.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna SIBO to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Telephone lines are now open if you'd like to call in and let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Telephone number to call in to is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. For those of you who are tuning in for the first time, all I need from you is your first name or your initial, and then after that, well, just sit back, relax, and let me tell you what I perceive. And, of course, I do like to know where you're calling in from. So, again, give me a buzz if you'd like to chat today, 888-815-9756. By the way, I wanted to share something with you that I just learned today. If you know of anybody that has a problem with high blood pressure, this is something I learned from an Asian physician who's trained in both Western medicine as well as Asian, Eastern medicine. And he said, for anybody that has a high blood pressure, the high blood pressure is caused by too much fluid in the body. And it causes the heart to work very, very heavily. And you could be subject to respiratory ailments and something like this, especially with older people. And he said corn silk tea is something that is very, very good for the body. So I asked him, can you get this at a health food store, already made up tea? He said yes. Or he said, just go out and buy some corn and take the silk when you're pulling the leaves back from the corn. Just save all of that silk and then put boiling water over it and drink the brew that comes out of that. And he said it works as a natural diuretic. I said, that's very interesting. He said, yes, you don't need to go buy something at the health food store. You can if the corn's not available to you where you can get the corn silk. But he said, if you can get the real stuff, use that. It's very easy to make, and it makes what they call a light tea. Also, what he told me was a black tea for someone that has high blood pressure is far too strong. And he said coffee and black tea should not be drunk by people that have high blood pressure. I'm not saying you couldn't have it once in a while, but it's got a high level of caffeine. And he said you want to go with the teas that are what he calls the lighter teas, the green teas. And, of course, whenever you use the lighter teas, you never use the boiling water. You always use hot water, but not boiling water, because those teas are a delicate leaf, and the benefit from having them is not going to be there. So you would put hot water, but not boiling water, on it when you brew it. And he said that is easier for the system, and it works very naturally as a diuretic to flush out excess water. Consequently, blood pressure comes down because there's not so much fluid in the system, and you are not going to have the challenges or the pressures on the heart or on the respiratory system. And I thought, this is really very, very interesting. So when, you know, I had Rio today, and I was having a conversation with this gentleman, very, very well educated, and has been in the medical field for well over 20 years. And I thought, fascinating things can be learned that don't have to cost a whole bunch of money. So if you know of anybody that is having a particular physical problem, that there's a relationship with high blood pressure, try corn silk tea, and you can make your own. So, if you like corn when it comes out during the summer, shuck it, save that corn silk, put it in the freezer, because you can make tea from it. Fascinating, fascinating information. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you would like to chat. 888-815-9756. By the way, if you don't believe me, just go ahead and check it out on the internet. Find out what's said about corn silk tea. I wanted to share with you a poem by Julia Butterfly Hill. This woman has accomplished a great deal. She was and is an activist and an environmentalist. She's known for, in 1997, living in a 180-foot-tall, 600-year-old California redwood tree. She stayed there for 738 days. Can you imagine that? It's just amazing. And she did that in between December 10th of 1997 and December 18th of 1999. She named the tree Luna, and she said the logging company was going to cut it down. She did not want them to do that. That's why she stayed up there. And she was presented the Courage of Conscience Award on October 31st in 2002, and she's done a lot of writing. And this is one of the things that she wrote, which I thought was quite poignant. You are a part of me, and I am a part of you. When one reaches out to another, then one transforms to two. But two is never separate from the one it was before. If anything, two is the possibility of one becoming more. And if there were no counting, no numbers to create a wall, when we looked in the face of one, we would see the face of all. Can you imagine what our world would be like if we chose to see every thought, word, and action through this lens, including the other-than-human relatives that we share this sacred planet with? The future is being created now. And I really think that when she wrote that, whatever year it was, her words of wisdom ring true with the words of wisdom from just about any culture I have ever studied, where the wise have said, what you do today creates the results of tomorrow, good, bad, or indifferent. And I think that that's so true. And I really feel so pleased to have so many different people that are on this show that say, be aware of what I know, and you have the option to choose. You have the option to say, this is fine, I want to explore it. No, that doesn't fit me, but I'll look at something else. I like to think that when I'm putting shows together and I'm bringing these different people to you, that when you're listening to them, you realize that diversity is what makes life rich. After all, it gives us something to talk about. But more than that, to become educated in the true sense of the word, your mind has to be open for growth and development. If you box yourself in with a particular modality, I don't care what culture you come from, I don't care if you're male, female, I don't care what your age is, but if you say, this is the only way, this is my way, and any other way, forget it, take the highway, you are denying yourself an opportunity to take the wisdom that maybe you have acquired and the learning that you've acquired and become educated in additional modalities that can strengthen and empower you as a person. That is one of the gifts that I feel I receive by reading as many books as I do, by being able to talk to different people from all walks of life, from all levels of economic positioning. It has made me realize that when we censor and close our mind, are not open to listen, we are denying to ourselves the freedom that we should enjoy, and that's the freedom of choice. You don't want other people to do your thinking for you. You want to learn, but you want to learn to think for yourself. You want to be able to evaluate for yourself. There are many, many different paths that one can follow, and no one is greater or better than another. But you have the right as an individual to choose. You have the right to fall down flat on your face and get up and stand tall. You have the right to make mistakes, learn from those mistakes, and move into different modalities. Life is about living. Life is about exploring. Life is about learning how to live without fear. You don't need it. It's not necessary. In survival positionings, yes, that will come up. We're never going to totally eliminate fear in our environments because our genetic code is not necessarily going to allow that, because we carry the memories genetically forward of our ancestors. But when we're mindfully present with who we are and with what we're doing, with how we conduct ourselves, with what comes out of our mouths, with what we put into our heads, what we nourish our attitudes, our emotions, our thinking processes with, when we're mindfully present, that's when we're truly empowered. That's when we're empowered. You don't ever want anyone to tell you what to do, how to do it, and take dominion over your life. That is not what you want. If you're in a scary place right now, you feel inadequate, you just feel absolutely lost. Boy, I've been there. I know. The key is to remember there's always someone that knows more than you do. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to investigate, to question. That's your right and your privilege. You know how it is with little kids? They're always asking you questions. In fact, sometimes they drive you nuts because it's, how come this is this? Why do we do that? How come this is that? Well, that's healthy. That's how they learn and they grow. When you tell children, don't open your mouth, you're not to speak, teaching them good manners is one thing. But suppressing them and the capacity for questioning and curiosity, the development of same, is another. You don't want to do that. You don't want to do it with yourself. Freedom is when you can be comfortable in your own skin, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing. It really makes a difference. It takes discipline, it takes effort, it takes paying attention. So when you go about your day, regardless of what challenges there may be in it, remember, you have the right of choice. That is your right. Don't ever give that up for anybody because they say it's safer to do so. No such thing. Love and respect yourself. You deserve it. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take a break for a minute. When we come back, I'll have a little bit more of this and a little bit more of that. Meanwhile, give me a buzz if you'd like, 888-815-9756. And hey, don't forget, Northwest Women's Show, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. For those of you in the Pacific Northwest, it's coming up. I am excited because I'm going to be there. So we'll talk a little bit more about that later. We'll be back in just a moment.
It's time to get your glow on at the Northwest Women's Show, a show that's all about you. 400 exhibits, 4 entertainment stages, fascinating seminars, and best of all, shopping, shopping, shopping. New this year is the Glow Experience. 5 fun and easy steps to help you make the most of your time at the show. Meet Terry Haas from HGTV's Design to Sell. Polly Klein, famous animal communicator. Dance diva Chris Linares, who will help you unleash all the power you need to dance your own dance. Plus fun and trendy fashion shows from JCPenney, favorite authors Anne and Leslie Rule. And they're back! Seattle's hottest firefighters. Bring your mom, your daughter, your sister, your friends. The Northwest Women's Show, sponsored by Drugstore.com, American Family Insurance, PECU, Como TV, Beauty.com, and Green Smoke. It's electric. Get your glow on at Questfield Event Center March 4th through 6th. The Northwest Women's Show, it's such a girl thing. For show information, go to nwwomenshow.com.
Hi, this is Rio, host of the Hooked on Raw radio show on rawenergyradio.com. If you're interested in the raw and living food lifestyle, along with the real story of what's happening to our health freedoms, and you don't mind a little controversy, listen to my radio show and podcasts on rawenergyradio.com. Each week, we interview guests and cover topics you won't hear on mainstream radio. Get informed, healthy, and involved. RawEnergyRadio.com.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna. Well, here we are. March is here. Tomorrow we're going to have Dr. Cochran, OB's Wisdom. OB's Wisdom is what we're going to be talking about. And this doctor is just so nice. I mean, he's just got such wonderful stories to share. So we're going to be talking with him tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, we're going to be talking about Montooth 2, Race for the Ryland Ruby. Now, this is a fictitious story, but Robert Jay, who is the author, is a man who has phenomenal historical information in this book, and it's a fascinating mystery. His first book was Montooth 1, and then this is sequel number 2, and he's even got another one coming out. It goes into the Cuban history. It's just absolutely fascinating. So we're going to be talking with him on Wednesday, and then on Thursday, it's music time. Oh, have I been getting fabulous, fabulous musical productions from different people. Greg Tamblyn is a music comedian, and we're going to be enjoying Greg. I'm really looking forward. We'll see, have him on Thursday. And then Friday, of course, we've got the Best of Donna, because I am doing the Women's Forum at the Northwest Women's Show, and I'm going to be doing a presentation there. I'll be in booth number 407. This is for the Pacific Northwestern gals and guys. It's going to be an absolutely incredible event, so we'll be playing a Best of Donna this coming Friday. Well, we've got that and so many other people. The information regarding the guests will be posted as soon as we can get it up. It'll be up by tomorrow. And then also my newsletter is going to be out by tomorrow. So all of that is going to be coming to your email box. If you want to receive it, just send me an email saying, Donna, add me to your mailing list. Send it to Donna at DelphiInternational.com. We've got a great lineup of people, and oh my goodness, the musicians and the various types of musical productions are absolutely amazing. I wanted to share something with you from a man that may, about a man that perhaps you've heard of, maybe not. Booker T. Washington is his name. This is a man that created history and made scientific changes to a degree that's just absolutely awesome. And his life, he was a black man. He didn't have it easy when he was growing up. In fact, the teacher, when he was younger, was rather harsh with him. She would tell him that he'd have to sweep a classroom and was very firm about that. So he had an attitude about life that I thought was absolutely awesome. And I thought I'd share it with you because it has to do with attitude. What do you do with the circumstances you're in? Now, he's quite young. This teacher was rude. This is how we would perceive it today. But he thought it was a wonderful opportunity. That was his attitude. He didn't sweep the room just once. He swept it three times and dusted the furniture in the school classroom four times. When the teacher, the head teacher, came back to evaluate his work, she checked the floor thoroughly, and you wouldn't believe what she did next. She took her handkerchief, they didn't have tissues then, she took her handkerchief, and she rubbed the woodwork around the walls, the table, and the students' benches. You would have thought she had been raised in a military family. That's right. This was serious inspection time. She couldn't find a speck of dust anywhere in the room. Her next words to Booker T. Washington were, I guess you'll do to qualify to enter the institution of learning. Now, what happened with this is that cleaning this classroom, this one room, was his entrance examination to the Hampton Institute in Virginia. What do you think people would say about that in today's world? Boy, that would bring up some interesting conversation, wouldn't you say? He said, when he reflected on that one instance of being told what needed to be done, and he took such purposeful, mindful action and was very attentive to everything he did. He said it was the turning point in his life. Now, he wrote an autobiography called Up From Slavery. He said, I've passed several examinations since then, but I've always felt that this was the best one I ever passed. This is an incredible man. A man that, well, what he was able to accomplish in his lifetime was absolutely amazing. If ever you have a chance, get the book, Up From Slavery. It's worth reading because it's the truth. And he never focused on the fact that he was a black man. He didn't say that. He said, education is important. You have to learn how to think and you have to be responsible. And he ended up building a phenomenal school. And do you know the students actually helped to build the school? They made the bricks that created the school buildings themselves. It's a fabulous story. I really recommend it highly because it represents ethics and standards. that should be remembered. This is Donna Sebo. We'll see you back here on BBS Radio. Same time, same place tomorrow. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Your mind belongs to you. You are a unique individual in this university of life that you're living. Realize you can get any degree you want, but it's up to you to do the work. This is Donna Sebo. Talk with you tomorrow, same time, same place. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. God bless. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.